showbiz. Good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
On a Tuesday morning, Peter Ford, hello.
Good morning, Gareth.
Piers Morgan, he has, is it broken his silence? It's not really, he's never silent, Piers, is he? But he's given an interview.
Yeah, his first TV interview post the departure from Breakfast TV in the UK. It's interesting, actually, because he bought a book out about 6 months ago called Wake Up, which is all about cancel culture and how you can be forced out of a job or denied an income if they decide to come after you because of your particular beliefs. And ironic that now, 6 months down the track, they're bringing it out in paperback fashion, and he himself has become a victim of that because he more or less was forced out of that job on British television when they came after him because he attacked or criticised or questioned Meghan Markle. So today was his first TV interview, and it was to promote the book, but he was really just doubling down on everything that he said. And, you know, he points to the fact there are now 17 things that were claimed in the infamous Oprah interview that have now turned out to be completely untrue or extremely exaggerated.
Right.
And he's saying they should be naming names. Here is a little bit of what Piers Morgan said.
He's turned into this whiny brat in his mid-30s, complaining his dad isn't still financing everything that he does. I knew Princess Diana well, and I think she'd be horrified by the split between Harry and his brother, by the schism now between Harry and the royal family generally, by the appalling smearing of the Queen.
Not holding back.
And the other thing that he's very adamant about is just because he criticises Meghan Markle, why is that instantly racism? You may think the criticism is unfair or unjustified or mean-spirited, but why is it instantly branded as being racist?
Yeah, well, it's a reasonable question. Meanwhile, you've unearthed something quite remarkable.
Well, I came across this just by accident. Now, what happened, you may have seen a little snippet of it on the news services. Over the weekend in Cairo, they have opened up the brand new museum, and they moved 22 mummies from one museum to the other. And they did it as a live-to-air TV special, and they did the mummies in order of seniority. And, you know, some of the most famous ones, like Queen Nefertiti, for example, she was amongst the 22 coffins that were moved. They did it as a live-to-air TV special, and they had opera, they had dancers, and lots of pomp and ceremony, and the removal of these mummies from one place to another, being treated with enormous respect, etc. So anyway, long story short, the whole thing, you can actually be seen on YouTube, the whole TV special. Now, they did it, I think, more or less as a kind of promotional thing for people to go to Cairo and to visit the brand new museum.
Yeah.
And I went to Cairo about 10 years ago, went to Egypt, and I must say it's not one of the more enjoyable holidays I've ever had because I felt harassed all the time.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to be like this. I wanted it to be over the top and exciting. And so if you are bored and you're looking for something to watch on TV, go on YouTube. It's called The Pharaoh's Golden Parade, and the whole 2 hours, 12 minutes of it is there to enjoy.
We were having a bit of a look during the news. It is quite, it's hard to describe. I mean, it's sort of, it's like a night at the proms combined with, I'm not sure what exactly, but it's very grand in its ambitions.
Well, you're right to mention the music aspect of it, because the music soundtrack, which I'm assuming was written especially for the occasion, is absolutely sensational. And all these, I'm assuming, big-name British-Egyptian TV presenters and big-name Egyptian opera singers are all there belting it out. So it is, I don't know a lot about history. I rang Molly last night because Molly's right into it. You know, he's mummies
got
and
sarcophagi in his house, doesn't he? All that sort of
in
thing.
In his house. I mean, it's very creepy. But anyway, I told him about it and he couldn't wait to sit down and enjoy it. So, if you're looking for something a little bit unusual to watch, The Pharaoh's Golden Parade.
Always with a recommendation, Forty. Thank you very much. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth.